Which one?
Just getting up steps for the birds.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday, the 18th of January. Yesterday, on the Good Day program, one of the penetrating, provocative, and thought-provoking conversations we had was about reality television. Jennifer Horan led that conversation, as she does most of our conversation. I don't get much involved when we talk about television because there's not much time in the day for that, so I leave it to Jennifer,
who seems to have lots of time on her hands.
Thanks. What did I ever say to you?
So we were talking about reality shows yesterday. Rich McFadden and Jennifer and Roberta Fasanelli, who joins us later on in the program, were talking about, you know, the general demeanor of the people who are on some of these shows. And somebody sent me an email yes, folks, people are still using email, Doug@DougStephan.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And I don't know what you found or what we have there, Jennifer, in terms of the input. I think this thing would have followed, if you will. There's a new reality show. This shows you how far these people have stooped, these people, whoever these people are. There is a show, it's like, you know, they have the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Real Housewives of New Jersey, wherever it is. This is a television show that follows four women who are in wheelchairs. And it's called The Wheel Housewives. I kid you.
Oh, that's a joke. It's got to be a joke.
No, check it out. No. Apparently, it is not a joke. Apparently, there is a show that follows four women who are in wheelchairs through their exploits with their husbands, who apparently are also in wheelchairs. These are women who were injured in car accidents, and one of them, I think, was in the service. But none of them are ambulatory. And so they have this.
Yeah, I see it here.
What does it look like?
Of course, it's a New York Post story.
Yeah. So what are you... I mean, what is there about Americans or even some group of Americans who think watching four women in wheelchairs is entertaining? Or is it, are we that
What's
sick?
The difference?
I don't know. I mean, think that
if you would watch Housewives of New York or New Jersey, why wouldn't you watch the same type of women in wheelchairs? I'm looking at them. They're all hot. They are.
There he is. There's listener number one.
There it is.
I give you Rich McFadden.
He doesn't discriminate. That's good.
Right. They're all good looking.
All right, so I'm discriminatory because I think it's weird that there's a show.
That's not what I said, sensitive. I just said Rich doesn't discriminate. I said that's not what I said, sensitive. No.
Well, but maybe I am. Maybe that's what. Maybe I am in some way, shape, or form. The Wheel Housewives.
Wow, one of them was a former dancer who actually danced on the Grammy stage when Milli Vanilli won their Grammy.
Yeah, does it explain? Yeah, accidents. What I gathered was that most of them got into accidents.
She was addicted to crack and alcohol.
Yeah, which happens. I just think it's it's one level above the Gladiators. Same kind of stuff.
Car wreck at age 42.
Yeah, it's the whole thing is a car wreck, isn't it? Or a train wreck? Or
I would be more interested in this than I would in the real show.
You would?
Yes.
And that would be because?
I wouldn't watch any one of these housewives
shows. No. Don't tell us about what you're doing. Why would you be 800-510-8255?
You know
what? Would you watch a show that featured four women in wheelchairs?
Because these women have actually done something.
Yeah,
they've overcome,
and they have real struggles.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
They have wheel struggles?
They have wheel struggles. There's got to be a story here. I find myself reading. I want to know how they became handicapped.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Rich McFadden. I guess my case is rested under the circumstances.
No, I didn't say that I would go out of my way to watch it, but I would watch
this
before.
No, you did. Yes, you did say you'd go out of your way to watch it.
I would watch this before I watch the other ones.
Yeah, that's what you said. All right.
Tell me. You'd have to be curious. You'd watch it once.
I'd want to see how, you know, I think it would be interesting to see how they've, I watched a wheelchair race. I'm being careful about how I raise this. When I used to be the pace car driver in the Boston Marathon back in the, when did I do that? It would have been the 70s. I was fascinated with the men and women who were in the wheelchair race, especially the women, because I like strong women. I think it's cool to see what they do. It's just how it's almost like a circus, though. And I don't know why I say that. Maybe it's it appeals to something in people. And I may take that back. All of this stuff, maybe as I think back in my mind about why I asked the question yesterday as to whether there's too much reality on the television and whether you watch it or not, the purient interest that people have in train wrecks, is that strictly an American thing or is that a human thing? Would these sorts of things make it in Europe or Middle East or Africa if they watched it on television? They don't have any TVs in most of Africa, so it wouldn't make any difference, but...
Well, I know in England, I mean, their TV is even, it pushes the envelope even more than American
TV.
It is.
Yeah, oh, man. They
I remember
right
watching
that.
Mr. Gay USA. Do you think that would ever air here?
In England?
In England, yes.
You watched Mr. Gay USA in England.
Fantastic. Yes, I did.
All right, now, isn't there, that rings a bell with me, isn't there another show, a new gay show?
Didn't that it got canceled. It was called Work It. Are you thinking of the sitcom where the guys were cross-dressing?
That or something else that someone told me about. You know, this is the good thing and the bad thing is that I have a mind like a trap. I don't forget anything that people tell me.
It's just poorly organized.
Right. Yeah, I don't always remember the details. I just remember somebody said something about something.
Yeah, we were talking about it yesterday. Jen was telling you that show Work It got canceled, which was basically a remake of
I know she told me that. Yes, I understand she told me that. But there, somebody else told me, or unless I experienced it in a dream state, there's some other... Gray, yeah, it's gray in my mind when it comes to this, but there's something...
What kind of dreams are you having?
Yeah. Thank you, Reese, for pointing that out.
Anyway, no need. You don't have to thank him.
Thinking about why somebody would watch a bunch of women in wheelchairs... Or any of this. I mean, there's a
midget. Look at
wasn't there a midget reality show?
Yeah, that's what I was just going towards. The Little People. It was Little People, Big World. And by the way, the politically correct thing is Little People, not midget. Yeah.
Dwarf.
Just FYI.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I think
be careful.
People...
You might not want the midget population of your audience.
I'm not saying anything. That sounds like a...
Did you see the guy the other day that won a Golden Globe who was...
Yeah, he's really good. Game of Thrones is his show.
Yeah. Yes. I saw Game of Thrones a couple of times.
He ought to brush his hair. He looked really disheveled.
But he was... Game of Thrones was very violent and extraordinarily sexual. Everybody was always jumping around in and out of bed, and they didn't leave anything to be desired. And there was no guessing what was going on. And this guy was making it with all the really hot chicks on the...
really?
Game of Thrones, yeah, right. So, and there's probably, I'm not sure I should go here. So maybe
So let me get this straight.
You mean watched, about the rumor?
Let's edit.
Wait. You watched the little person.
You did the rumor that I'm thinking of?
Yeah. You watched the little person making it with all the hot chicks, but yet you won't watch women in a wheelchair.
So your point is? You don't have a point.
I don't like the comparison of handicapped people to something that you're kind of making akin to circus folk.
The reason they have the show is because it's a circus and people will watch it. It's different. It's an anomaly. It's unusual. It's weird. It's freakish. It's any one of those words. And that's why people do watch it. And I just
different
am asking
agree with.
More to the point of my question. It would kind of a bit would be like watching one-armed women run a cleaning service.
Okay.
What?
So your assertion is the only reason they're making the show
is because people have strange ideas about what's entertaining.
Right. I get where you're going.
Now maybe we can even roll that back. Okay, back to the era of the gladiator. Why did people want to watch lions and tigers rip people apart and eat them up? Or why does somebody want to watch someone in a theater, an amphitheater, take a sword and chop somebody up? Is there any difference? Probably not. Maybe this is a little more civilized. At least they're not doing that. But that speaks to the imperfection of man. And that's maybe all this, really, when you get down to it, that's all any of this is. Right? When you get right down to it, this is about the imperfections of you and me. And this is an exploitation of those imperfections. It's deep. Man, glad I thought that up. 800. Save this conversation in some way. 800-510-8255 at 18 after. This is Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone. Live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
As opposed to 800-510-8255, which Donna has dialed in Evansville. Hi, Donna. You're in a wheelchair, yes?
Yes, part of the time. Most of the time, just disabled from just working myself to death, mostly, and arthritis and obesity, I'll admit that.
Yeah, sorry.
But I guess the reason why, and I'm sure they're going to make it all sexual because they usually do on TV, but, you know, there are struggles being in a wheelchair, just doing things like in your kitchen and going out in public, and I guess I'd be curious to see if they might bring some of those struggles out and tell you how
so
to
you'd watch this show. You're in a wheelchair and you'd watch the show about women in wheelchairs.
Right, just to see if they would. Now, I wouldn't watch it if I didn't like it, if that's all they did was
just to see how they treat it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I understand. All right. Well, there's one person's opinion and an important one. Thank you. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Watching right now, but because of a protest starting at midnight, y'all know about this, Wikipedia is going to shut down for 24 hours. Yeah, in fact, it's 11:05 right now, so you have less than 1 hour to get most of your facts wrong.
Well, President Obama will be going to Disney World, where he'll unveil his new plan to create jobs. And what better place for the president to talk about his jobs plan than Fantasyland?
Yeah.
Then I'll talk about reducing the budget in Tomorrowland.
See, that's all. That's all we're thinking.
In television news, the CW just ordered 10 episodes of a new game show, which they describe as a, quote, fun, high-stakes, high-octane take on musical chairs. I guess we've officially run out of ideas. The show is called Oh Sit. It is.
It's so true.
Narrowly beat out their second choice, which was Total Crock of Sit. I don't know. To me, it sounds ridiculous, but honestly, I thought making a movie out of the Pirates of the Caribbean ride was dumb, too. So maybe Oh Sit will be good.
Did you guys see this? President Obama is visiting Disney World on Thursday to promote a new plan to boost tourism. Of course, it's going to be awkward when he walks into the Hall of Presidents and sees them making room for Mitt Romney. Weird. Yep. Oh, Obama doesn't pay admission to Disney World. He just charges it to the China section of Epcot. It's
the late night shows. Conan and Leno and Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon. Right? They're both Jimmys.
Yes. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel, yeah. Jimmy Fallon.
Have a little Jimmy here, Jimmy there. 25 and change past the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I are happy to have you along. Okay, here's your 2020 reality quiz. Talking about reality TV, right? 2020 reality quiz. Everybody ready for this?
Sure.
Ready.
Let's hear it.
Okay. One of these persons really exists or existed. One of these is or was a real person. Was it Captain Hook, Captain Cook, Captain Snook, or Captain Book? 800-510-8255. Why are you laughing?
Run that through me again.
This is a reality question.
Hook, Book, Snook, or...
Hook, Cook, Snook, or Books?
Hook, Cook,
Snook, or Books? One of those people actually either does or did exist. Which one is a real person? 800-510-8255. And it has nothing to do with anybody who might be related to any other person or persons who has or does appear in discussion or reality on this program. All right? 800.
Nice disclaimer.
800-510-8255. Who really existed out of that group? Captain Hook, Captain Cook, Captain Snook, Captain Books. 800-510-8255. All right, so
Can we throw Captain Crook in there just for fun?
Captain who?
Crook. Captain Crook.
Captain Crook. Well, but you throwing him in would suggest that the person that's a throwaway and it doesn't.
Yeah,
really...
don't pick that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
You've done it, so now we could somehow connect it. Probably wasn't there one of these people?
Look at the phones.
With, you know.
Stupid question to all these people. I was like, what
wasn't
a
there a Burger
question?
King? What was the guy? Was it, there was a somebody with a king.
It was,
wasn't it a king? Somebody or other? It was
the king, but king? You're thinking of Captain.
I'm thinking of somebody who was associated with Burger King when they were trying to promote their fish sandwiches. Right?
No, I think it was McDonald's.
Are we off the rails here today?
We got to look.
Okay. We have a colorful rail. We have all these. When the people call, when you folks call, all kinds of different colors come in on the board. It's all green right now, going to yellow, 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Seeing a performance inside a hotel isn't just reserved for Las Vegas extravaganzas. In fact, there are hotels with theaters all around the U.S. At the DuPont Hotel in Delaware, they've got a space called, you guessed it, the DuPont Theater. This is home to touring Broadway productions and children's programming, so it's a favorite among locals as well as visitors. There's not one, but two theaters at the Chattanooga Choo Choo, a registered historic hotel located in a converted train station in Tennessee. The Centennial Theater regularly has shows on Fridays and Saturdays, including seasonal events, live music, and other performances. The Moore is thought to be the oldest remaining theater in Seattle. Today, it's also a hotel and showcases everything from community programs to touring bands. Or just head to any of the McMenamins hotels in the Pacific Northwest. Most of these properties have theaters on the premises where you can watch $3 films or live performances along with a pint of beer. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Stop by Lowe's this week for great savings. Save more than $8 on a six-pack of Utilitech 65-watt indoor floodlights, now just $6. Plus, get a two-pack of Utilitech 90-watt outdoor floodlights for only $4.98. And if you want to save money and water, get a new AquaSource dual-flush toilet for just $98. That's a savings of $20. Find these and other great values on the products you need to improve your home inside and out. But you better hurry. Supplies won't last long. Lowe's. Never stop improving. Offers valid through 1/23/12.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Going on, making something of nothing. That's what the people on the Good Day program specialize in. 33 after the hour, the former director of the choir at Heidelberg, where I went to school in Northwest Ohio. I was on the the business manager of the choir. Matter of fact, our senior year.
They wouldn't let you sing?
No, I sung as well. No, I was singing and I was dancing and
managing.
I was a member of the LSD club. That's when it really got started. The LSD Club, laughing, singing, and dancing at Heidelberg. And Dr. Ole, Ferris Ole was the choir director's name. I love this guy. He's still like 96, 70 years old. He's still alive. I try to visit him as much as I can when I come back to school. Anyway, he used to introduce me. And his introduction was, when there's nothing to be said, he has something to say. And that has been something that followed me through most of my life.
Interesting. It's a good intro.
This conversation may be a part of that. My question, if you're just joining us, the 2020 reality quiz question had to do with names of captains. And I've asked you to identify which one actually existed. Captain Hook, Captain Cook, Captain Snook, Captain Books, Captain Crook. Which one of those is a real person? All right, and we have calls from pretty much everywhere you could imagine. Ed becomes the up person. He's the opportunity person, Richie, from Funny River. What kind of a community is Funny River? Or better yet, what kind of person lives in a community named Funny River, Ed?
Well, I live on the corner of Solitude on Lourdes Avenue, and the next street over is Seclusion. So I live between Solitude and Seclusion on Lourdes Avenue.
Sounds like, are you sure you're not in the state pen up there?
I am a 74-year-old former Marine, and I tell you what, it is peaceful out here. We got about a foot and a half of snow, but other than that, it's peaceful.
Peaceful. Now, I could imagine some clever warden, though, in a prison that instead of naming all of the, it's Corridor A or Cell Block B, naming them Solitude or, you know, some...
Seclusion.
Yeah, some play on what you have there in your community. All right, so of all of those names, Captain Hook, Captain Cook, Captain Snook, Captain Book, Captain Crook, which one of them was a real person or is a real person?
Captain Cook, because I live right next to Cook Inlet, and it was Captain Cook that come up the Cook Inlet, and then went to turn around Turnagain Arm, and then sailed out of here.
You know, this is luck would have it that somebody has that experience, and that is, frankly, this guy went all around. He was the first person to find a group of islands in the Pacific, the Sandwich Islands.
Hawaii.
They're right, exactly. They were first called the Sandwich Islands. And a very interesting side of this, there is a, if we had my friend Dick Summer on, Richie, he could tell you the story. He spent a week one year talking about the difference between the Earl of Sandwich and the Duke of Shrewsbury and how they fought it out for the naming of what we now obviously refer to as what the Duke of Sandwich was the winner, instead of it being called a Shrewsbury. The Earl of Sandwich won the duel instead of the Duke of Shrewsbury.
I'm so confused. I just know it'd be cool to be a Duke of Sandwich.
Yes, right.
Or an Earl of Sandwich,
as opposed
whatever.
To the Duke of Earl.
Yeah.
At any rate, so this guy was a member of the British Admiralty. The Hawaiian Islands were one of his accomplishments. He did make it into Alaska, the Aleutian Islands. Apparently, he was an island hopper because that's what he's done a lot. Did they talk about him up there as being someone who's instrumental in figuring out the importance of the Aleutian Islands, i.e. the connection between Russia and America? When it's cold at this time of year, you can walk across from, you can, if you wanted to, while you can drive across, or you can do something because it's all solid up there, right? Isn't that true, Ed?
Well, it sometimes is, sometimes isn't. It all depends on the movement of the Buford Sea.
The Buford Sea. What's the, the Buford Sea. Sea. S-E-A.
That's Buford. Up on the very top, around the Arctic Circle.
Yeah. All right. So you've done a great job informing us.
Ed knows the stuff, man. Yeah. I like it.
All right, hold on just a second. Ed in Funny River. All right, just for the heck of it.
Funny River.
All right, here's Jim lives. What's the name of the town you live in, Jim?
Hoquiam.
What is the Hoquiam? What happens in Hoquiam, and how did he get his name?
Well, Hoquiam is an Indian name, and we're right next to Aberdeen. We have a street separating the two cities, two small towns.
Really? How large is it?
Your Marine was an excellent caller. That was a good call.
You like that call. And he struck a chord with you because?
Well, he's a little bit younger than I am. I'll be 82 next month.
All right.
But I liked his humor.
That's good.
Hawaii. You guys have a good one.
All right, Jim.
Oh, you
thank
too.
You.
Thanks,
that's
Jim.
Very nice. Yeah, all right. This is interesting names of towns. So, in honor of that, in the next 10 minutes of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, we are going to have people call us from all around the country who live in towns or cities. Well, if it's a city, we'd know the city, right? It would have to be a smaller town with a strange name. 800-510-8255. I'm sensitive to this because I come from a town called Framingham. And Framingham...
That's a cool name, though.
Well,
that's not a strange name.
It was originally in English. Most of the communities in Massachusetts are named for some British entity. There's a town called
Framingham. Or a British community back in England.
What'd I say? British community would be back in England by definition, would it not?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, Framingham. Did I miss a turn?
No, you said entity, which I thought could mean other things than towns.
No. All right, town. A town, a municipality. How's that?
Right.
Is that better?
There you go.
800-510-8255. Let's find out who lives in the coolest municipality within the sound of my or our voices. 800-510-8255. I'm betting there's some very interesting ones here. To sort of rewind for a moment, the discussion of what happened up in Alaska and Captain Cook and exploits of militarists. And so it doesn't take much for me to have the connection. As you know, if you listen to me with any great regularity, I can come up with a connection for almost anything, because there is a connection. There's always a connection from, we were going from the Earl of Sandwich, the Duke of Shrewsbury, based on the conversation about Captain Cook, who named the Hawaiian Islands for England's Earl of Sandwich, who was the Lord of the British Admiralty. Admiralty, so they call him the Sandwich Islands. All right. So in my mind, I'm floating back to the PBS special about General Custer. And what a horrible human being this guy was. Horrible. Those who don't know history, and I had forgotten this because I remember we studied this when I was in high school in history, and I thought at the time, my God, this guy was more than a cretin. He was a murdering bastard, not to put too fine a touch on it, and I hope I didn't offend anybody using that term. This guy was a horrible guy. And yet the news media at the time made a big hero out of him because of the number of Indians that he killed. But it turns out most of them were old men and women and children. He very rarely got into a fight with a real Indian, and when he did, he got killed. And he made his whole... It disgusted a lot of people. There was a whole battalion that served with him that went AWOL in protest, and they never found him again. The guy who was the captain of this battalion took his men, and they wouldn't go to another engagement with General Custer because he was such a bloodthirsty cur who would... They just find an Indian group, no matter whether they were peaceful or they weren't, and they'd kill them. They'd just go into a village and kill everybody. And this is how this guy made his name. Sometimes the facts, you know, how they get confused with great stories. At any rate, I would never tell a story at the expense of the facts. We'd never have that happen here, right?
Never.
Richie, never. All right, 800-510-8255. Looking for towns with strange and interesting names. Randy is in Tennessee. The name of your community is?
Blue Goose.
Blue Goose, I saw you standing alone. Is that the theme for your town, Blue Goose?
It wasn't, but we're going to change it now just because of you.
You like that? Where is Blue? Tell us where Blue Goose, Tennessee is.
Right in the middle of West Tennessee, you have a town of about 70,000 called Jackson, and yep. Then there's a small town of 8,000 called Lexington. It's right between Jackson and Lexington, Tennessee.
Aren't we on in both those communities? We're on in Jackson and Lexington, I think, are we? If I'm not mistaken.
Well, the two towns are only 27 miles apart, so yeah, I'm listening to you off of Jackson Radio.
Okay. All right, so Blue Goose, have you lived there all your life?
Since I was 10, yes.
Since you were 10. And do you ever get people teasing you about Randy coming from Blue Goose?
Oh, definitely, because it was just named back in the 1920s by the guy that started the first store there, and the post office or somebody back had one was looking for a name for it, and they said they had a load of groceries that was in a container from the Blue Goose Company, so they named it Blue Goose.
For heaven's sake, what'd the Blue Goose Company do?
I'm not sure. This is back in the early 20s. It delivered some type of something for an old country grocery store.
All right, so what happens in Blue Goose? Is it an agricultural community, a bedroom community for Jackson? What do you do? What goes on there?
It's pretty much of a residential, you know, they got like couple of people have, like one guy has a wood shop near his house and, you know, a couple of mechanics, but it's basically just residential for Jackson, about 25, 30 minutes out of Jackson, which is, of course, the bigger town of West Tennessee.
Richie, do a search on a Blue Goose and see if we have another community somewhere. If there are two Blue Gooses, I want to find that out. All right, Randy, good man. Thanks for telling us your story. 800-510-8255. Al is in West Virginia. What's the name of your community, Al?
I'm actually in Virginia, but the name of the community is Bumpus.
Bumpus spelled?
B-U-M-P-A-S-S.
Or B-U-M-P-A-S-S.
Correct.
Right? Why did you... You don't want to say bump ass. You want to say Bumpus because you don't want to offend anybody? Is that... The story?
Well, either way, I usually explain it's either bum pass or bump ass.
A bum pass.
It's about 40 miles northwest of Richmond. It's actually area where we had the earthquake last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so right. Just south of where I am, yeah.
All right, so now you're listening to us on a station in West Virginia or Richmond? Where?
I'm in Virginia at a Richmond, WHAN, AM, and FM.
Good. All right, bump ass. Al could get the prize, Richie.
That reminds me.
Hold on, Al.
I'm here in Fairfax, Virginia. Right now I'm in Arlington, Virginia, but I live in Fairfax, Virginia. And the town next to my town, Chantilly,
right.
is called Manassas, which is a famed Civil War area, battleground.
Big battleground,
Huge.
Yeah, big battleground.
But we have some friends from Jersey, and, you know, these are typical Jersey guys, and they come down, and they're driving through Manassas, and they just start laughing.
Manassas.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, perfect. Huh.
You live in Manassas.
Eric is in Indiana. What's the name of your community, Eric?
Santa Claus, Indiana, Doug.
Cool. Indiana. Yeah. I don't live there.
Home of Holiday World Amusement Park. That's our claim to fame, or their claim to fame. I'm not actually from Santa Claus, but relocated here.
Yeah, where did you come from, bump ass?
No, actually, I came from Montana.
Did you? What brought you from Montana to Indiana?
Well, actually, I compete in mixed martial arts fighting and cage fighting, and I had a coach out here who moved out this direction a couple years ago, and I decided to follow him and keep pursuing that.
Wow, you're serious then.
Yeah. Are you still at it now?
Well, you know, I do that part-time. I'm a pharmacist full-time, so it's a side job.
A pharmacist.
Pharmacist and martial arts.
Jennifer would be handy to get on the next plane to get out there and meet you.
That's right. Yeah, I love Santa Claus.
So what kind of, just as an aside here, Santa Claus is one of those communities, but I'm more interested in pursuing the mixed martial arts that you're in as a pursuit. That is a profession, or is it a hobby, and how, it's a pretty rough, this is a rough game, isn't it?
Well, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet, Doug. I mean, come on, you know, it's not a tickling match, but then again, too, it's a chess match between two guys or two competitors. You don't rely on the rest of the team, or you don't rely on...
It's you and you alone.
Yeah. It's you and you alone.
Mano y mano.
It is a very, very much a thinking man sport. It gets a little bit maligned now and then as being a tough man contest where people just thrown into the middle of a cage to see who the better man is without any proper training.
Like a couple of monkeys.
So exactly. It's definitely not like that at all.
What are the martial arts that you mix? I mean, because pretty much it's freewheeling martial arts. What do you use?
Yeah, well, you basically have to be a master of everything. And, you know, jiu-jitsu... Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Muay Thai, kickboxing, boxing.
Yeah. Now, there are women who do this as well, right?
There are. Yes, there are. In fact, right now there's a movie out with Gina Carano, who's a well-known mixed martial arts fighter. And I'm trying to think. Of course, the name of the movie dropped out of my head. But, you know, there's a segue into movies and into more of the pop culture into things through fighting. So,
is that what you're hoping for?
Well, I've done a few independent movies out here, and actually have a web series that's premiering today, so I'm hoping.
Really? What's the name of the series? Let's plug it. What's it about?
Reality On Demand Series is the website, but it's called Reality On Demand. The first episode premieres today.
Wow.
Cool.
We got a star here.
Yeah.
Reality
I like
On
it.
Demand. So we would we log on to realityondemand.com?
Yep. I see it right here. I
think she's got it.
Reality On Demand series. Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. So when Jennifer talks about television in the next hour, we'll give another plug for realityondemand.com. How's that for a deal?
I appreciate it, Doug. Thank you.
Good to talk with you, sir. Take good care. Take care
too.
Of yourself. Yeah, don't get hurt.
Julie Hernandez, Kathleen Finn.
Big time stuff, Richie.
Yeah, look at Rich getting all excited.
Realityondemand.com. You never can tell who is listening, where they are, what they do. They just look at the expansive. What we've done in this hour, which was basically designed to be a throwaway hour, and look at what's come out of it, right?
Yeah, you saved it, Dougie.
No, we all saved it. They saved it. The folks listening in Humrock or wherever it was, 51 at the hour.
sure. There are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orticillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
RealityOnDemand.com. We found out who the guy was. Jennifer.
RealityOnDemandSeries.
Right.com. All right, wait a minute. Hold on. Before we get to our information that is usually here, the last couple of days I've gotten sidetracked in this time slot, and we haven't been able to get to Shelley Palmer, so don't let me get sidetracked, Richie. But I do want to, if you're just joining us, we've been looking for the names of interesting places in our country, strange names for strange towns. Jim, you used to live where?
I used to live near Hell, Michigan.
Hell, Michigan.
Yeah, sure.
Was it?
Everybody.
We would say, go to hell and see the dam site.
Is there a dam in hell?
Yes, there's a little kidding. One.
Huh? There's a little dam in hell. That's great. Perfect. All right, Jim.
It's about 20 miles north of Ann Arbor.
All right. So Ann Arbor, those people listening in Ann Arbor, somebody will corroborate your story, I'm sure, listening in that part of Michigan.
That's funny.
Good story, Jim. Thank you. Hell, Michigan. I live in hell. You can imagine how many of the women in town.
I know. There's so many good jokes.
Of course there are. All right. Let's get to serious stuff. There are a lot of people who are talking about the shutdown, the Wikipedia shutdown, Google protesting.
The Huffington Post.
Yep. As a result of this, the major internet backlash has come aimed at this anti-piracy legislation. It has gone back to the drawing board. The only place it ought to go is into the trash bucket. There's no place for this. And Shelley Palmer tells us about that and other things going on in the world of technology in just a moment here on Good Day.
Stop by Lowe's this week for great savings. Save more than $8 on a six-pack of Utilitech 65-watt indoor floodlights, now just $6. Plus, get a two-pack of Utilitech 90-watt outdoor floodlights for only $4.98. And if you want to save money and water, get a new AquaSource dual-flush toilet for just $98. That's a savings of $20. Find these and other great values on the products you need to improve your home inside and out. But you better hurry. Supplies won't last long. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 1/23/12.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Facebook is launching its Open Graph platform, letting apps share users' actions frictionlessly. When you read, watch, or listen to media, allowed apps can now share that information on Facebook. You're not forced to use these apps, but your friends' actions will still appear in the news ticker. In other news, after major opposition from the White House and major internet backlash, anti-piracy legislation has gone back to the drawing board. The U.S. House of Representatives has no plans to advance the Stop Online Piracy Act bill and will remove a major provision that worried cybersecurity experts. And finally, Netflix can't seem to catch a break, and this time the company is facing a class action lawsuit. A group of investors is suing Netflix, claiming that the company and its insiders concealed negative trends that preceded the plummeting of its stock. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Ooh. Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
I can't believe you're laughing at this.
The DougStefan.com story about a new kind of thermostat been introduced by one of the creators of the iPod. It's the first innovation made on thermostats since 1953. It's very easy to operate, learns from the way you program it, and can be accessed through your mobile device. If you're away and you want to turn the heat down in your house, you can do that with this. That's kind of a cool discovery, isn't that? That's very cool, I thought. Yeah. All right. See, a lot of good things are happening. We have very creative minds here if they're let to create in America. 59 after the hour.